It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Time to go to, I think we're going to New York. You never know with Peter Rosenberg. I think he was in Berlin for WWE like last weekend. He's a man of many jobs, many talents. What up, Peter? How are you, buddy?
I am, in fact, in beautiful, beautiful New York City right now.
You were in Berlin, Pete?
I was.
That's one of my favorite places ever.
What an awesome city, man.
Yes, indeed. Oh,
it was brief. But I managed to, like, get out and move around a few times, and I was blown away. I thought it was a great town. A
lot of white asparagus there.
Really?
Yeah. Man, they got, like, little places all over the place. You could just go in there, pick it up, go to work.
I was a little surprised by how much, like, the currywurst was a thing. Like, I never thought Germany would be a place for curry. I don't know why. That didn't, like... That didn't jive in my brain.
Yeah.
Did you try the donor kebab? Did you get one?
Dude, I never got a proper donor kebab.
I'm sure you can find them in New York.
No, I'm sure there's like a little Germany here somewhere. But like Saturday night, I missed a kebab spot that I was trying to hit late night after the bar. I missed it by like 3 minutes and had some good old-fashioned European McDonald's instead.
How was it?
I was aiming. Oh, so much better than American McDonald's.
Really?
Why?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you were to ask my wife, who is obsessed with this topic, it's because the just regulations on veggies and meat and everything is different there. So
we had all kind of crap to ours.
Yeah, like listen, it's still McDonald's, but over there you're probably actually eating meat. And you really do, like, no BS, though. It tasted like... JP, I'll put it in your terms. It tasted like a childhood NIH McDonald's burger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. That was right by my house.
Yeah.
Damn right it was.
How big is – like how – I understand that WWE is huge in America. Like how huge is it in Europe?
It's big, man. It's very big. We played – that one was at an arena, Uber Arena, which holds like 15,000 – but we've also done stadiums. We were in Glasgow, Scotland earlier this year, Perth, Australia, in France, in Lyon, which was maybe the best crowd we've ever seen. We did Puerto Rico. You know, one of the things about this new WWE brass is they are very big on making the push internationally. And even though WWE has always toured internationally, now they're putting on live events internationally, which just means more money, more site fees, more merch overseas.
Sure.
But they were an awesome crowd, bro. It's a really cool thing to be a part of that show. The way that it affects people's lives, it's pretty remarkable. And it was my first time getting to go overseas for it like that. So I had a blast, man.
That's great, man. We're talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg. You can follow him at Rosenberg Radio, all platforms, Twitter, Instagram, all of it. WWE, Hot 97, ESPN New York. But above all, outside of your wife and your family, above all, I think is your love of the Washington, the burgundy, and gold. How excited are you for football to be here?
Oh, man. I am incredibly jazzed. Can't believe it's here already, and happy that, you know, I like this start for us. I love that we're a 4:25 on opening weekend when there's not a lot going on in that time slot. And, you know, I get together with people on the opening Sunday, so it's nice that they can watch their teams early, and I get the TV exclusively at 4:25. I also don't hate Tampa as an opening game. I mean, this is a pretty good team, but I think it's a winnable football game. Mm-hmm. It's a week when you can go out and feel like out of the gate you shouldn't be totally outmatched. You should at least be able to compete with this team, both offensively and defensively. So I think it's a great way to get started and see what the kid is made of, man. And truthfully, it's certainly the most interested I've been in seeing what a quarterback looks like since Robert's attempt to return from the injury, I'd say. This is probably the most intrigued I have been at the quarterback position.
But Pete, you seem to be an even-keeled person when it comes to the team. I probably don't watch the games with you. You're probably crazy as hell. But what is your expectations of this team this year? What are you looking for? Because I know you're not the guy with the Ashburn syndrome. I know that.
No, I do not have Ashburn syndrome, even though I do have the shirt, courtesy of you guys. I really only get crazy if, like, at the end of a game that they should have won, they lost. That's the only time I might, like, throw something across the room or just, like, be like, babe, I'm going for a walk. I'll be back. But I do have expectations that this team plays pretty well. I mean, I look around at what they've done and where they've strengthened this team during the off season, and you look at what they were last year, and you look around at what they're dealing with in the division, and I see a team that should be able to win some football games. You know, I mean, the Giants right now, many people expect them to be the worst team in the league. I think that's a little bit overstated, but I certainly don't think the Giants are very good. I don't love what the Cowboys have done, right? Like, I don't think the Cowboys are in a great spot, and I don't think that they necessarily think they're in a great spot, you know? So the Eagles are always reason for concern. I do like some of the things they've done to beef it up, but does the coach get along with the quarterback? Is everything good there? Because they were a mess last year. So I see a team that should be able to compete in this conference, and we have the good fortune, let's just be real, in this era of being in the NFC, right? You're in the AFC, you immediately go, all right, well, let's think about the playoffs another year. But that's not the NFC. So I think this is a team. I'd be very disappointed if they won less than six games. I think that would be a huge failure. My expectation is that they win between 8 and 10 football games this year. I think that's a reasonable expectation to have, and I think we have the right to be truly disappointed if this is a 4-13 team. You know, unless we see, I suppose I could live with the quarterback shows us a lot. We know we have a guy, but there are injuries, a couple of tough losses, all of a sudden things kind of get away from you. But we know we have a guy. I guess I could live with that, but my expectation is a pretty good football team. But to the point of we got a guy, guys, isn't that all that matters?
Yep.
Don't we just have to come out of this year knowing we have a guy?
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Totally.
The only thing that matters is at the end of this season, you know who the quarterback is, and you start to invest and build around that young man. And then, you know, I think these guys need – I think Peters is on the legit slow plan here and wants 2-3 years to build this thing the right way. That's what they did in San Fran, and now they're a perennial Super Bowl contender. I think that is – some level of, like, the assurance, the conversation he's had with Josh Harris. Like, I think that's how this is going to shake out. I am with you that anything below six is something ain't right. Like, this is worse than it should be. I probably don't get as bullish as you on going to double digits, but I think a fair expectation is 7 or 8. You know, I think the league is designed for everybody to get around 7.
Well, listen, I've seen multiple people pick us to go over on wins. I know that's a popular bet, is over on the win total for this team.
Well, 6.5.
I think it's like deceivingly low.
Yeah.
Which makes me nervous.
Yeah, it is a little weird. But really, back to the quarterback, you know, the scariest thing about quarterback in this era seems to be is that if you don't know by, like, late in the first year where they're playing, you might pretend we don't know yet. Let's see. But if we really go back and look at what's happened with quarterbacks over the last 5 to 10 years in this league, you generally know where they're at by the end of the first year that they are the starter. And there aren't a lot of cases where you really don't know after year one and they find it by year two or three. We could try to spend some time thinking about that, guys, but more often than not, it turns out you're still looking for it. And then the nightmare scenario is you're the Giants with Daniel Jones right now.
Yeah.
And they literally, I mean, these guys can't stop burying this poor kid accidentally on Hard Knocks. And it's very clear they don't think they have a guy. So that's the one part that scares me, guys, is that, like, by the time we get to, like, Thanksgiving or December, we kind of will probably have our answer on Jaden Daniels. And I know that's totally a ton of pressure, but realistically, when you look at this league, that's what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I think they're better off. Even if the answer – the ideal scenario is that he's the guy, and it's obvious. But you're better off knowing he's not than being unsure. And that's crazy to think about, but
yep.
You want certainty at that position, and they sure as hell haven't had it. Peter, thank you for making time for us as usual,
Peter,
man.
Appreciate you, brother.
We always appreciate it.
Guys, I'm looking forward to a great year. Let's start with a win. Remember Robert's first game? What was it? New Orleans year one, 36
New
points
Orleans.
They put up week
uh-huh.
one?
Yeah, man.
I'll take that.
Let's get a win in the NFC South to start things. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, man.
All right. See you, man. That's our boy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Do not forget that me and B. Mitch and Finley, are kicking off a new season of Washington Football live from D-City Smokehouse, located at 203 Florida Ave, tomorrow, Friday, September 6th, starting at 10 a.m. We will be there. Come celebrate a new era of Washington Football with some of D.C.'s best barbecue. The barbecue is really, really good. We're not just saying that. It's awesome. Second in Florida Northwest. The spot is really cool, too. It's going to be – we got nice weather tomorrow. That's going to be a vibe, B.
Yep.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.